Discover nature this week by recycling your Christmas tree and improving fish and wildlife habitat at the same time. There's one last thing to do before we start the countdown to the next Christmas season. Put this year's tree to rest. But if you used a real tree this year, it's still useful once the lights and tinsel are removed. Christmas trees can be recycled by putting them beside bird feeders to provide extra cover and nesting places, or they can be put into ponds or lakes to give fish extra hiding places. According to fisheries management biologist Mark Boone with the Missouri Department of Conservation, providing vegetation for pond and lake fish is like furnishing our homes. He says just like we need furniture, fish like resting areas, shade, and escape cover for their environments too. However, small fish don't just like the furnishings, they need it to hide from predators. And on the flip side, Boone says trees and vegetation underwater can make a hunt easier for a crappie or bass that likes to hide behind a limb and wait for its prey. When recycling your Christmas trees for fish cover, think large. While three or four trees can provide adequate cover, Boone says larger brush piles are even better. This makes a great opportunity for neighbors to get together and combine efforts by recycling a whole neighborhood of this year's Christmas trees. You can anchor the trees individually with rocks, or several trees may be anchored together at the bottom and sunk so that they stand upright in the water. Also, don't forget to think about water depth before sinking your trees. In small ponds, deep water near the dam is the best destination. But in lakes or large ponds, the tops of the trees shouldn't be more than 4 to 6 feet underwater. For more information, contact your local Missouri Department of Conservation office or search for Aqua Guide at MissouriConservation.org. This is Candace Davis, hoping you take advantage of Missouri's outdoor opportunities and discover nature this week.